刚才主席讲过，今天对我们教会来说应该是一个大日子。
Earlier, the chairman mentioned that today is actually a big day for our church.
因为是个很好的见证。
Because it is a great testimony.
今天被安利的两位长老们都是在这个教会里头长大的。
So the two elders that will be ordained this afternoon are two brothers that have grown up at this church.
还记得他们从前在教会里头是调皮捣蛋的。
I still remember that they were misbehaving young children.
如今都要站在你们的面前，像一个做牧人的。
And now they stand before you as our shepherds.
需要你们更多的祷告。
So they don't need the prayers from everyone, from all of you guys.
更多的体谅。
And also, understanding.
有一些许久没有回到教会来的人。
There's a few that haven't come back to our church.
希望你们能够继续的回来。
We hope that you'll return to worship with us, our church.
因为这里是一个主耶稣基督做主，主的话被传讲的一个地方。
Because this is a place where we worship our Lord Jesus and a place where we share the gospel and the good news.
在一起，我们可以荣耀神。
And together we can glorify our God.
上一次我跟弟兄姊妹们讲到保罗的侍奉。
Last time I shared with you guys the service of Paul.
保罗是个我很尊重的一位传道人。
And Paul is a minister that I respect very much.
保罗可以说是一个侍奉神的人，一个很标准的榜样。
And Paul sets a role model and an example for us as the servant of God.
盼望我们一同读他的服事的榜样的时候，能够自己有长进。
So I pray that we can all grow as we look at the example set before us by Paul.
请弟兄姊妹翻到哥林多前书第二章。
Let us all turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我只读两节经文，第二两节。
And I'll only read verses 1 and 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。我留下了第一节，请你们读第一节。弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传上帝的奥秘。因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
再读两节圣经是在加拉太书第二章。
Also, we'll be reading from Galatians chapter 2.
这两节可以说一节圣经是第二十节啊。
Verse
20. 都是我们所熟悉的应该。
And we're very familiar with this verse.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信上帝的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Let us
pray.
主啊，谢谢你把我们弟兄保罗的榜样活生生的用话语放在我们的眼前。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for showing us the example of Paul before us.
当我们看到我们的弟兄保罗他所做的侍奉，他在神面前所有的心智。
And we can see everything that Paul has done, and we see the heart of Paul.
我们就知道今后我们在神的面前要怎么样子的行事为人。
So that we can know how to live our lives before man and before God.
求主的圣灵亲自教导我们。
May your spirit teach us.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
给我们顺服的灵。
Give us a submissive heart.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次我们讲到保罗之所以蒙受神他那么重大的托付，以及他所得到的空前的启示。
Well, last time we talked about the calling of Paul and everything that he has endured and set upon himself.
那是因为他具备了一些特殊的条件。
Because he has met certain requirements.
上一次我们讲到保罗的第一个条件。
Last time we talked about the first requirement that he has met.
就是使徒保罗认识了主之后，他就清楚正确的认识了自己。
And the first requirement was that after he has come to know our Lord Jesus, he fully came to know himself.
弟兄姊妹，当我们信耶稣的，得到了主之后，我们在主的面前就要对自己有一个正确的认识。
So for us as believers that we believe in Christ, after we've come to know our Lord Jesus, we need to know ourselves and understand ourselves.
通常我们所看重的是怎么样子认识主。
A lot of times we focus upon our understanding and our knowledge of Jesus, our Lord Jesus.
可是一个信了耶稣的人同样的重要的一件事情，就是他必须要清楚的、正确的认识他自己。
But just as important, we need to also fully understand ourselves.
第一，他看清楚了自己不是个好人，不但不是个好人，是个最坏的罪人。
First, he sees himself as not a good person.But a sinner, a bad person.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们对自己的看法如何。
And I'm not sure how everyone sees themselves.
也许你在想，我虽然不好，也没好到那个吧，坏到那个程度。
But you may think to yourself, well, I'm not a good person, but I'm not as bad.
弟兄姊妹，那不是一个对自己正确的估价。
But that's not an accurate self-evaluation.
保罗他一下子就看清楚了自己。
But Paul instantly came to a clear understanding, accurate understanding of himself.
原来我把自己看得太高。
He thought himself very highly of himself.
我不但是一个坏人，我是一个坏人里头最坏的人。
I'm not only a bad person, but I'm the worst of the bad.
假如我们信了耶稣，还不肯承认自己是坏人中最坏的，那是个有问题的信徒。
So for us as believers in Christ, if we don't see us as the worst of the worst, then there is a problem with our understanding.
他觉得自己只配做主耶稣基督的奴隶。
And he thought of himself only worthy to be a bondservant or a slave to Christ.
中文的圣经比较文雅的尊重的称他是仆人。
So in the Chinese translation, they were very courteous and they translated as a servant of Christ.
可是在原文使徒保罗称自己是个奴隶。
But in the original language, Paul calls himself a slave of Christ.
下贱的没有主权的人。
And is a very lowly person without any authority.
一个奴隶他是只为主人而活。
A slave only lives for his master.
主人讲什么他就必须做什么。
Whatever the master says, he has to do and follow.
第三他承认自己在同工里头是最卑微的一个。
And thirdly, he sees himself as one of the lowliest of all the servants.
我们在教会里的侍奉的人很少看得出自己原来是在同工里头最卑微的一个。
For some of us, a lot of times when we see ourselves, we don't see ourselves as the lowliest out of all of the servants and all of our co-workers.
我们很自然的把自己看得比同工的人要高一等。
It's very natural for us to see ourselves higher than our fellow co-workers.
第四，他看出来了，原来自己一无所有。
And fourthly, he also sees himself as having nothing.
一切都是主的恩典。
Everything that he has is by the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，讲到这一点，我就想起来加州以前我所经历到的一件事。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about this fourth point, it reminds me of the time when I first came to California.
我离开 Ohio 之前，我就特地去看了几个我平常很怀念的弟兄。
Before I left Ohio, I went to visit some of my dear brothers.
其中有一位是住在 Pennsylvania 到那个大湖边的一个小城。那么他在 Ohio 跟着纽约中间。
And one of them lived in Pennsylvania in between New York and Ohio.
那么这位弟兄原来在 Ohio 是跟我们在一起同工。
And this brother was a co-worker of ours in our church in Ohio.
后来他到了一个教会，就是到了 Pennsylvania 以后到了一个教会，是个灵恩的教会。
So after he moved to Pennsylvania, he attended a charismatic church.
他是很爱主的一位弟兄。
And he loved the Lord dearly.
他真是以主为大。
And he always followed God.
到了 Pennsylvania 不久，耳朵里头长了一个瘤。
But not long after moving to Pennsylvania, he had a tumor in his ear.
那么医生就跟他讲，你这个瘤会越长越大，你很快就会失去听觉。
So the doctor told him that this tumor will continue to grow and eventually you'll lose your hearing.
So 按照教会弟兄姊妹们的劝告，就是你呀，应该更多的祷告。
So the brothers and sisters of the church told him that you need to pray more often.
灵恩的人他们相信神的医治的。
But the charismatic church believes in God's healing.
他说你祷告，神一定会听祷告，把你这个瘤拿掉。
And they told him, as long as you pray, God will hear your prayer and answer your prayer and remove the tumor.
那么他也就看过耳科医生。
Of course, he went to a doctor.
这个儿科医生说, 你必须要立刻把这个瘤给切掉。
So the doctor says immediately you need to remove this tumor.
那么正好在他还没有做决定的时候, 在退休会里面见到我。
So before he made the decision, at a retreat, he met with me.
他就问我的意见。
So he asked for my opinion.
他说, 朱弟兄啊, 我实在觉得
And he tells me that, Brother Chu, I really think that what the doctor is telling me is accurate.
可是我们教会里的一体都跟我讲, 不要听医生的话, 要听神的话。
But the church, the whole church tells me that, you know, don't listen to the doctors, just you have to listen to God.
我们已经动员 全教会的人, 每一个人为你迫切的祷告。
We've already mobilized the whole church, and everybody is praying for you.
神的回答是, 他会把这个瘤给去除。
And God answered, God's answer was that He will remove this tumor.
这位弟兄就问我, 他说朱弟兄, 你什么意见呢?
So the brother asked me, what's my opinion?
我说弟兄你知道我是相信神的。
So I tell him, brother, you know that I also believe in God.
但是我也相信医生。
But I also believe in the doctor, what the doctor says.
因为医生也是神，这个让他们去学习变成医生的。
Because doctors are also called by God to be doctors.
主耶稣基督在世上的时候，他劝告人去相信医生。
When Jesus was on earth, he told people to believe in the doctors.
所以相信神不一定你就不看医生。
So by you believing in God, it doesn't mean that you don't go see doctors.
他没有听我的话。
So he did not listen to my opinion.
这个瘤不断地长。
So the tumor continued to grow.
到了不能再长的时候, 他去找医生，医生跟他动手就割掉了。Until
it was not able to grow anymore, he went to the doctor and for the doctor to remove it.
割掉之后, 他的耳朵也听不见了。So
after removing the tumor, he lost his ability to hear.
不只是这样子，他的左边的半身麻痹。
Not only so, but also the left side of his body was paralyzed.
所以我很爱这位弟兄, 您离开中西部的时候, 我特别去看他。
I love this brother, and after leaving the Midwest, I went to visit him.
那天晚上, 他坐在轮椅里头。
That night, he was on a wheelchair.
他在跟我讲各种的话。
And he spoke to me many different words.
因为他口齿不清, 我听不懂。
Because his speech was no longer clear. I was not able to understand what he was saying.
甚至那一天晚上,他讲了一句话, 不断地在重复的一句话。
But that night, he continued to repeat these words.
那句话, 我到现在还记得, 也就是我要跟你们讲的。
And I still remember those words today. And that's what I'm going to share with you today.
他说主知道一切。
It says, he told me, God knows everything.
弟兄姊妹, 主知道一切。
Brothers and sisters, God knows everything.
所以使徒保罗, 他在神的面前承认一件事情。
So here, Paul, before God, acknowledges and admits one thing.
他自己一无所知。
He knows nothing.
神一切都知道,
but God knows all things.
任何一个侍奉主的人, 必须要记得这一句话。
And everyone that serves God must remember these words.
所有你的一切, 都是神给你的。
Everything that you have is given by God.
你对 他负责的这一位是神。
The one that you're responsible for is God.
我们平常所注意到都是人。
A lot of times what we focus on is on man.
人家对我的看法怎么样？
What other people see me, their perception of me.
人家是不是在称扬我？
Are other people boasting about me?
或者在低贬我？
Or putting me down?
我们所注重的就是这些。
That's what we focus on.
可是这位弟兄，他在不久以后，我看到他不久以后就去世了，他的这一句话我一直记得。
But this brother passed away, but I remember those words that he gave me.
主知道一切。
God knows all things.
假如我要讨人的欢喜的话，我不如讨神的欢喜。
If I want to please man, I'd rather please God.
我不以自己的才具来夸口。
I'm not going to boast about my strengths or my abilities.
都是神给的。
Because all those are given by God.
本来就不是我的。
It doesn't belong to me.
有什么可夸的？
There's nothing to boast about.
所以他说一切都是主的恩典。
So he says everything is by the grace of God.
所以那是保罗他认识了主之后的第一个看见。
So that is his first understanding after he met Jesus.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们分享保罗信主之后他所有的第二个条件，或者是第二个见地。
So this morning I'd like to share with the sisters the second requirement that he meets.
就是刚才我们在加拉太书第二章第二十节那里所读到的，他发现原来一切都是主耶稣。
And that is what we've read about in 2 Corinthians, that everything is our Lord Jesus.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
是耶稣在我里面活着。
It is Christ who lives in me.
所以我没什么可夸的。
So there is nothing to boast about.
我没什么可以倚仗的。What we trust.
There's nothing that we can trust.
我们要相信一切都是主耶稣。
And we have to believe that everything is our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗他侍奉的第二个重要的条件就是一切都是基督。
So the second requirement we see that Paul fulfills is that he understands that everything is Jesus.
我们刚才哥林多前书二章第一第二节讲到他所传的只有基督。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 what we've read, he says that he decided to know nothing except Jesus. Or proclaiming to you the test Jesus himself.
我们现在在教会的讲台上听到的东西太多了。
And today we hear many things on the pulpit.
都是世界上的学问。
There's a lot of worldly knowledge.
很少听到关于主耶稣基督的事。
And we don't hear much about things that relates to our Lord Jesus.
我们感兴趣的也是一些世界上的事。
And the things that interest us are also worldly things.
世上的学问对于我们好像更重要。
It seems like the knowledge of the world is more important to us.
可是保罗他发现了一件事，他说其实这所有学问里的最重要的只有一样，就是主耶稣基督他是谁。
So here Paul says that the most important thing out of all the knowledge in this world is who Jesus is.
一个传道人所能传的只有基督。
And the only thing that can be proclaimed by a minister is Jesus himself.
不要用其他的人物 来夸耀自己的学问。
Don't use anything else to boast about your knowledge.
其他的都不重要。
Everything else is not important.
所以他到了哥林多，他说：“我跟你们只讲一件事情，一个人。”
So when he came to the city of Corinth, he says, "I'm only going to share one thing and only talk about one person."
哥林多是一个远有很高的文化的一个教会。
And the church of Corinth is very, is a knowledgeable and cultural church.
保罗知道他们的问题。
He knows their questions.
所以他对哥林多的人讲，我到你们这里来只知道基督并他钉十字架。
So he comes here and he only proclaims Jesus and him crucified.
也许我们觉得这个不重要。
Maybe we feel that this is not important.
这个是一个乡下的传道没有学问的所传的内容。
This is just a content shared by someone without much knowledge.
可是我们知道保罗他在所有的这一群人里头他是最出色的一个传道人。
But we know here that Paul, out of all of the ministers, was someone that is very knowledgeable.
他在同班的那些传道人里头那些拉比里头他是最出色的最有学问的一位。
And among all the rabbis, he was one that stood out, one that was, one that stood out among all the rabbis.
可是对他来讲，只有主耶稣是他要讲的主题。
But to him, the main topic that he's going to proclaim is Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第一章二十一节使徒保罗说我活着就是基督。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 it says for to me to live is Christ.
这个意思就是对保罗来讲他的生命跟他的生活的中心就是基督。
So what this means is to Paul, for him, Jesus is the center for him living and in his life.
基督是他一切行为的动机。
Jesus is the motive for everything that he does, for his life and his actions.
他做任何事情的动机是基督。
And everything that he does, the motivation is Jesus.
与基督无关的事情他不做他不说。
He would not do anything or say anything that's not related to Jesus.
因为他是个传道人。
Because he is a minister.
他的责任就是传基督。
His responsibility is to proclaim Jesus.
基督跟十字架是他唯一的信息。
Jesus and him crucified is his only message.
所以我跟今天将要被安立的两位长老要说你唯一的信息应该只有基督。
So to the two elders that will be ordained this afternoon, I want to tell you that the message that you have is Jesus and him crucified.
他生活跟侍奉的目的也是基督。
His life and his purpose of serving is also Jesus.
他为什么在这里生活做长老？
Why is he living and here being an elder?
为着基督。
It's because of Jesus.
他做这个传道人是为着什么？
Why is he a minister?
他们不是为了吃饭在这里做传道。
He's not here being a minister because he needs to eat.
他们也不是为着要有一个大的名誉在这个地方传道。
It's not because of a name that he's here to minister.
他们不是为着人生任何其他的原因来传道。
It's not for any other reason for them to be a minister.
他的行为的动机只是基督。
His actions and his behavior is Jesus.
他生活为了基督，他侍奉也是为着基督。
He lives for Jesus and he serves also for Jesus.
他的智慧跟能力的源头是基督。
The source of his ability is also from Jesus.
然后在腓立比书第三章第四节到第八节，我们应该要读一读。这个是使徒保罗他对自己的一个可以说介绍。
Also, we'll read from Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 to 8. And here we can say that this is a self-introduction by Paul.
保罗他不是没有好的背景。
And Paul, it's not as if he has a bad background.
他有很多可夸的地方。
He has a lot of, indeed, he has a lot of things that he can boast about.
所以我们现在从第四节看到第八节。
So let us look from verse 4 to verse 8.
第四节说，他讲了那些人之后，他说，其实我也可以靠着肉体，肉体就是人生呢，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着肉体了，就是他自己啊的身份地位。我第八天受隔离，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得作基督。
From verse 4 to verse 8, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, and flesh here he's talking about himself, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. He's talking about his title and his abilities. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
使徒保罗在这里讲到，他认识基督以前所追求的是什么？
So here the Apostle Paul is talking about his pursuits before he came to know our Lord Jesus.
他所看重的，他所夸耀的是些什么？
What he sees as important and what he boasts about?
可是自从认识了主耶稣基督以后，这些他都把它看作粪土一样。
But after knowing Jesus, he counted everything as loss and rubbish.
弟兄姊妹，保罗并不是讲以前他所看重的东西都是些坏东西。
And here Paul is not talking about the things that he found as important in the past are bad things.
只不过讲到那些东西虽然是万人所追求的，在世人的眼中是看为很好的、很有价值的，可是假如跟认识基督来相比，就一无价值。
So here he is just saying that all of these things that people see as important or what people pursue after, compared to the knowledge and knowing Christ,These things are rubbish and of no value.
而且那些东西就是他说从前看中的那些东西都可能成为他亲近基督的阻碍。
And all of these things that he talks about from verse 48, all these pursuits can easily become an obstacle or a hindrance of him drawing closer to God or Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有多少人为着保罗从前所具有的那些了不起的有价值的东西，为着那些而不愿意亲近耶稣？
How many people pursued the things that what Paul is talking about here, and instead of pursuing Jesus?
因此上，保罗很坦白地说，这些东西现在对我来讲，只不过是粪土而已。
So here Paul says, after knowing Jesus, all of these things I count as rubbish.
在这里七八两节里头有一个字，中文把它翻译成当作。
From verse 7 and 8, there is one word that is translated in Chinese as counted as.
Yeah, counted as. 所以这个保罗说我是算过账的。
So here is saying that Paul has counted.
这个字本来的意思就是计算，就是评估，就是我已经把它的价值都已经斟酌过了。
So here is talking about Paul has done his calculation, he has evaluated.
在他计算评估的结果，觉得所有一切事物的价值都无法跟认识主耶稣相比。
So after his calculation and evaluation, all of these things compared to knowing Jesus is of no value.
所以他宁愿丢弃一切，看作像粪土一样。
And therefore he rather counts them as loss and count them as rubbish.
什么叫做认识基督？
What does it mean to know Jesus?
认识基督并不是讲到凡是有关主耶稣基督的知识。
And knowing Jesus doesn't just mean that you know the knowledge of Jesus.
我们通常讲认识一个人就是对这个人的历史、他的知识、才能等等。
When we talk about knowing a person, we usually talk about we know what this person has done, his history, etc.
可是圣经里的所说的认识是有一个另外的更重要的意义。
But in the Bible, when we talk about knowing someone, there's a deeper meaning to it.
是讲到跟一个人或者跟神在灵里面亲密的交通，生命中间的经历，这个叫做认识。
So in the Bible, when it talks about knowing, it's the spiritual and intimate connection with this person.
假如我问你，你认识不认识基督耶稣？
So when I ask you, do you know Jesus?
哦，我十岁的时候就接受了主耶稣，在教会里就受过洗了。
And you may answer, oh, when I was 10 years old, I came to know Jesus and I was baptized.
你可以这样子认识基督一万年，你还是不认识基督。
And you can, in this method, you can know Jesus for a million years and you still wouldn't know Jesus.
因为你跟他从来在生命里头没有联系。
Because you were never connected with him in life.
你认为世界上的东西没有一样比基督更重要吗？
Do you see that there are things of this world that is less important than Jesus?
还是凡是跟基督相连的事情你都觉得不重要？
Or do you see the things that, that are in relation to Jesus not important to you?
你不愿意祷告，你不愿意读经，你不愿意到教会来聚会，你不愿意跟基督徒弟兄姊妹们往来，你认为那些都是可以做可以不做的事。
You may feel that praying to God, reading God's word, coming to church, having fellowship with brothers and sisters, all of these things are not important to you.
因此上对神来讲你根本是一个不认识基督的人。
So according to God, you are a person that does not know Jesus.
你跟他从来不相往来。
You don't have any relation with him.
你宁愿跟其他的人往来，你不要跟基督往来。
You'd rather have relationships with other people, but you don't want to have a relationship with Jesus.
所以有关基督的知识，你是一点都没有。
So you don't have any knowledge of Jesus.
好的，上面讲到保罗，我把万事都看作粪土。
And here Paul says he counts all these things as rubbish.
这个问题，我们要问保罗，到底你的万事是些什么？
So here we can pose a question to Paul. It says, what are all these things?
我们可以把它分作三类。
Well, we can differentiate them into three things, three categories.
第一个是物质方面的。
The first is materials.
指的世界上的一切的财物跟所有。
It's talking about the worldly wealth.
这些都是世界上的人所重视的。
And the wealth and material things are the things that are valuable to the world.
这些不是保罗当年所追求的。
And this is not what Paul pursued after.
第二方面就是没有实体的东西。
No,
have no body.
Second is things that have no body.
就是指着名誉、地位、遗传、事业上的成就等等。
So what this is talking about is title, name, accomplishments, etc.
对于知识分子来讲，这个是更有吸引力的一些东西。
So to intellectuals, these things are much more valuable in what they pursue after.
那对这些人来讲，比上面所说的财物等等更难丢弃。
And to these intellectuals, the second part of these titles and accomplishments are much harder to throw away than the first category, which are material wealth.
保罗从前也看重这些。
Paul also sees them as important before.
所以他讲自己的时候，他讲我是这个法利赛人。
And that's why in these verses he says before, I'm a Pharisee.
法利赛人在以色列人的心目中是老师，是很有才华，很有这个品格的人。
So to the Israelites, a Pharisee is someone that is respectable and someone that knows all things and is a teacher.
保罗从前也看重这些头衔。
So Paul also viewed these titles as important before.
可是现在他把这些东西也看作像粪土。
But now, after knowing Jesus, he sees them as rubbish.
那还有万事里的还有第三类。
Well, there's also a third category.
这个是侍奉主的人最难丢弃的。
And this is something that is hardest to give up for a servant of God.
诱惑也是最大的。
And the most, one that comes with the most temptation.
这些包括了我们德行方面的清高。Lofty in our behavior, conduct.
Oh, this is what's lofty and viewed as high in our conduct.
树林知识的丰富。
The spiritual knowledge that he has.
侍奉神的成果。
The accomplishments in serving God.
做一个大教会的大主教。
To become the chief leader of a church.
所以出去的时候要挂个大十字架。
So when you go out, you carry a big cross over your neck.
这些常常不知不觉的成为我们的偶像。
These can become idols without us even knowing it.
所以出去的时候我要印一张名片，名片上面有等等的头衔。
So I have to print a business card And the, on the business card, I have all of these titles on them.
我知道在洛杉矶这里有一个传道人，他每发一封信，都在那一封信的名字的后头，都有至少两行他的头衔。
I know that there is a minister in Los Angeles, and every time he sends out a publication or a letter, he has two lines of title that goes after his name.
所以我在想，这些这个侍奉上的成就这件事情，常常不知不觉的成为我们的偶像。
And without us even knowing it, these accomplishments in serving God becomes our idols.
取代了基督在我们生命跟生活里头的地位。
And it replaces the place of our Lord Jesus in our life.
保罗说，这些东西我也把它们像粪土一样丢掉了。
And Paul here says that he counts them as rubbish as well and sees them as loss.
万事看如粪土。
I see all things and count them as rubbish.
可是我们基督徒有许多人很会讲话的。
But there's some of us Christians that really know how to talk.
像那使徒保罗，既然是经过了计算之后才采取一些的行动。
So you may ask, well, Paul here has counted and made his calculations before putting it into action.
他为什么看重主耶稣基督？因为他计算过了价值之后，做的其他的东西跟主耶稣基督相比，都像粪土一样。
Because here he has, after his analysis, he sees that everything compared to knowing Christ is like rubbish. It's not valuable.
那么他去计算，我们也可以计算呢。
Well, if he has counted and analyzed, we can also make our own calculations and analysis.
是不是？我经过了计算，我觉得做传道没有意思。
After making my calculations, I think that there is no value in me being a minister.
可是弟兄姊妹，讲这种话的人，难免没有自私的那种动机。
But here, the people that make these statements, you can see that it's out of selfish motivation.
这种人的心胸是不够伟大的。
And he's not open-minded.
他忘记了一件事情，就是保罗这个人，他是一个无己的人。
And we see here Paul is someone that is selfless.
他对于个人的成败得失跟荣辱都没有任何的计较的。
And he doesn't find any of his accomplishments or anything that he had done as important.
腓立比书第一章第十五节到二十节不是这样子讲过吗？
In Philippians chapter 1, it talks in verse 15 to 20.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。大一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦处，这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Verse 15 to 20. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death.
所以使徒保罗他的那个态度是在二十节里头讲得很清楚，他说凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。So
Paul here proclaims that he is not at all ashamed, but that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death.
他侍奉的动机纯粹是因为对主的感恩跟对主的敬爱。So
his motivation for serving is clearly from the gratitude that he has for his salvation and his love for Christ.
对保罗来讲，一切以主的旨意跟荣耀。
So here he says, Paul says, Christ will be honored in my body.
此外，我们会看到保罗待人接物的原则是只看基督。我们看到保罗待人接物的原则 treating people. 只看基督, only look at Jesus.
So when Paul brings people to Christ, the principle that he teaches the people is Christ himself.
他奔走天路的秘诀也是只看基督。
So the secret that he has is for others is or focusing on Jesus.
Philippians 3:14,
in chapter 3, verse 14, he says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that prize is the model of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹, 使徒保罗可以称得上是一个像基督完全尽忠的仆人。So
here we can see that Paul here is one that is truly loyal and a obedient servant to Christ.
一个值得信徒爱慕学习的榜样。So
he's an example for us Christians to follow and to strive for.
对我来说，在 主耶稣基督的门徒里头，最爱主、最被主所重用的是保罗。So
to me, out of all the apostles, the one that is most loved and most used by our Lord Jesus is Paul. To me,
神很自然的在他身上的托付也是最大。So
of course, then naturally, there is the responsibility given to Paul is the greatest.
许许多多主的心意、主的旨意是从使徒保罗那里传出来的。A
lot of the will and the heart of God is passed on by Paul.
更重要的一件事情，就是他在保罗的身上立下了一个榜样。
And also he has set an example by Paul.
一生一世都是爱耶稣,
to love Jesus in his life.
为主愿意付一切的代价,
willing to give up anything for the sake of Christ.
最后奉上了他自己的生命。
And in the end, he also gave up his life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
这是一个侍奉主的人，一个很 好的榜样。
So this is a great model of a servant of God.
我们在侍奉主的过程里头，要常常问自己。
So in our pursuit and in our service of God, we need to often ask ourselves,
主是不是我的主？
Is the Lord the Lord of my life?
在我的生活里头，他是不是最重要的一位？
Is he the most important person in my life?
许多时候，我们在讲道，我们在祷告，我们在读经，我们在侍奉，但是主耶稣不在我们里面。
So a lot of times when we preach God's word, when we serve, when we pray or read God's word, but really, God's not in us.
我们看到世界上一切的人，一切的事物，看不到主。
And when we see other people, when we see this world, we can't see God. We can't see our Lord.
所以使徒保罗，他是对我来讲，其他都不重要。只有主耶稣基督是最重要的。
So here Paul sees everything else as rubbish. Nothing is as important as knowing our Lord Jesus.
我这一篇信息的用意并不是盼望每个人都能够做保罗。
Of course, the purpose of my message is not that everybody can become a Paul.
我自己也配不上做保罗。
I myself cannot become a Paul.
我跟保罗一样相信自己是罪人中的罪魁。
And like Paul, I myself see myself as the worst of the worst of sinners.
我跟保罗一样，我在所有侍奉主的人当中，我是最没有出息、最没有用处的一个。
And I also see, like Paul, out of all the co-workers and the servants of God, I am the lowliest and I'm the one that's most incapable.
我没有其他的方法，我只有常常问我的主。
I don't have any other methods but to often ask my Lord.
主啊，让我知道我应该怎么样子为你来做。
Lord, let me know how I can serve you.
所以这个弟兄姊妹叫做一切都是基督。
So what this means is everything is Jesus.
我的盼望，这么一个美好的见证。
My hope is that this beautiful testimony
能够促使我们对世界上的事物跟主耶稣基督的宝贵来重新估价。
So that we can reevaluate the value of what we put in this world and the value that we put in the knowledge of Christ.
无论做什么，先问问自己，这件事情比主耶稣基督更重要吗？
In anything that we do, let's ask ourselves, if I do this, is this more important than Jesus?
这么多年来，我学会了一门功课。
Throughout all these years, I've learned this lesson.
无论做什么，我都先问问我的主。
Whatever I do, I need to ask my Lord Jesus.
我不断地提醒自己，我有没有把我的主忘掉。
I keep reminding myself, did I forget about my Lord Jesus?
第二，就是我求主减低我自己的高抬自己，让我能够时时刻刻以主耶稣基督为大。
And second, I ask that I put Jesus as more important than myself and to reduce myself and to increase Jesus in my life.
除了主耶稣基督以外，没有其他是我们传道人该看重的。
There's nothing more important than Jesus to us ministers.
盼望主耶稣基督是你是我的主人。
And I hope that Jesus is the master for you and for me.
到了我们生命的终点，只有一位是值得我们去注意的。
At the end of our life, there's only one person that we need to focus upon.
就是我们的神。
That is our God.
只有他来决定我们一切的命运。
Only he knows our fate.
只有他来决定到底我们有什么样子的收藏。
He's the one that makes the decisions of what we will have.
Our results.
Our results.
我们常祷告。
Let us pray.
我们为使徒保罗感谢你。
We thank you, God, for the Apostle Paul.
我们相信使徒保罗可能也不愿意我们做这样子的祷告。
And we know that Paul, the Apostle Paul himself would not want us to make a prayer like this.
我们忘记了说主耶稣基督是我们的榜样。
We forgot to say that Jesus Christ himself is our role model and example.
我们不知不觉在这里高举保罗。
We did not know it, but we've raised the Apostle Paul.
但是主你知道我们的用意是什么。
But you know our motive.
盼望一切的荣耀颂赞都归于那在宝座上面的羔羊。
We pray that all the glory and the honor goes to the Lamb of God seated on the throne.
只有他配得一切的荣耀跟赞美。
Only he himself and he alone deserves all the glory and honor.
谢谢主。
Thank
you, 让我们能够记得这些话语。
Thank you, Lord, that we can remember these words.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.